And so, for many people, this week would be officially the end of the holiday. Schools resume and many other activities as well. For some offices, also resumption would be today. So, I mean, it's safe to say activities will get into top gear this week. And that doesn't leave out political activities, which, I, if you ask me, never went on holidays. It's been on and on for a long time. Recently, we heard and were hoping that we were going to hear some news from the G5 governors with regards to who they will be supporting. Remember that they had said in January we were going to hear. January is still on. Many expected that during Marking Day's campaign rally, we were going to perhaps hear something from the governors with regards to who their presidential candidate would be or who they would be supporting at that level. But unfortunately, that did not happen, so we'll still have to keep our fingers crossed. Today, the Rivers State governor would be flagging off a project, and I'm sure many would also be waiting to hear what he has to say. But that's not really the focus. The focus mainly is on, yes, the G5 and what decisions and what could be behind the delay in those decisions. I tried to have a conversation with the national national spokesperson of the PDP, Mr. Adebo, yesterday. And, well, he says, well, he doesn't have much to say. That anything he's going to tell me would be exactly the same thing that the publicity secretary of the PDP River State will tell me. And that's the reason why my guest this morning is the PDP publicity secretary in River State, Sydney Gbara. You're welcome. Good morning. Happy New Year. Yes, I think Happy New Year. Yeah. I wouldn't say Merry Christmas. It's far gone now.
Yeah, good morning and Happy New Year. All right.
So I was just talking about Debo. Mr. Debo, I spoke with him yesterday, and he said, well, I said, this is the situation. We know that the presidential candidate of your party will be coming to River State soon for his campaigns, and many are still waiting to know how has this issue been, is it been resolved? What should we expect? And he says, whatever you are going to say is exactly what he has in mind. So I would start the conversation with you by asking, where are we at the moment with the issues in the PDP, with the elections just a few weeks away? And we are expecting the presidential candidate of your party in the state in a couple of weeks. I think on the 16th, if I'm not mistaken, precisely, he should be in River State to campaign. And the leader of the party in the state is supposed to welcome him. And so on and so forth. From what's the situation?
Well, the truth of the matter is this. Like we always say, our position, PDP, we are one family. And we've come to realize that most of the lingering issues that we're having is being overblown, you know, by the press. Mm-hmm. So for the National Publicity Secretary to tell you that, to let you know that we are a family and we are in touch, you know, we are talking, and we've decided to remain it, you know, in the family domain, you know, so that the press can, you know, allow us be able to sit down as a people and as a family, you know, to do the needful.
How do you blame the press? I mean, we have people from your party who go to speak to the press. We are supposed to follow up on whatever they say. I mean, the governor of River State had said, for governorship, vote this. For National Assembly, vote this. But for president, we will tell you. So if you're implying that you're working together and everything is okay, I mean, why wouldn't we hear the leader of the party in the state say, vote for the presidential candidate of your party?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we're saying the same thing. You know, when you have issue in your family, yeah, you see a lot of people have been, you know, going out to address press and say, you know, all manner of things. Yes, that's in whatever, in their own capacity. Mm. But in our own capacity as the official people to speak on behalf of the party, you know, we've decided it's better we leave everything within us so that we have enough time to concentrate, you know, on the merits of whatever we are talking about and be able to do the needful as a party and as a family. You know, anybody can go on air to say all manner of things. You know, sometimes there are some people who feel their gains are in this crisis, which is not very good for us. You know, so as a people, you know, this is a new year, you know, and a new beginning, and we've decided to change strategies.
If you remember last year, you told me before now, this matter would have been resolved.
I will still tell you that 24 hours is such a long time for us to see, you know, drastic changes or see new things or hear new stories. You know, these are human beings.
So you think the G5 could support a presidential candidate of the PDP at the end of the day?
Well, we cannot write off anything. Anything is possible.
But how would it look like if all of this noise have been made, all of this body language and suggestions have been made, and eventually they go back to still support the presidential candidate of the party? Don't you think it might have some sort of negative effect on the personality? I mean, integrity governors is what they've called themselves. Don't you think that might smear their integrity to an extent?
If Amy, don't make me start, you know, begin to suspect you to be one of those who are praying, you know, that this issue or this matter shouldn't be resolved. I've told you it's a family thing. And what is there to say integrity? What is integrity? These people are not quarreling. Disagreement on principle. It has to do with, you know, engaging the positive conversations on issue basis. If you have a better, you know, a better reason, do you understand why I should back down? And I see reasons with you. What's there? It's a family affair. That's what I'm saying, that we have realized that a lot of people, you know, have seen this crisis as their gain, and we shouldn't want to continue compromise, you know, patronizing, you know, such persons. So keep your eyes open and you're going to get to know, you know, what the party will come up with.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime soon.
Clearly, you wouldn't want to tell us whether or not there's any decision as to who to support at the presidential level. That's very obvious. But many people think that the delay in announcing a person that the G5 would want to support is as a result of the sanctions that they might face from the PDP, because it would be seen as anti-party activity. Could that be responsible for why we're having this delay? Many thought that at the campaign rally for Makinde, we were going to see an announcement made. The governor had said last year that by January, everybody should just hold on. It would officially, an announcement will be made as to who he would be supporting. And people thought then would be then, but it didn't happen. Is it perhaps because of the fear of what the party could do to the G5 governors who are members of the party, and people might see their activities as anti-party?
Well, first, I will tell you that, yes, the leader of our party promised January, and we're still in January. So why don't we keep our fingers crossed and see what happens in January?
Keep your fingers crossed. Yes. We're live on Facebook and Twitter, by the way. Nigeria Info PH. Be a part of the conversation. You can watch and listen online. We have a question we're asking. Do you think the G5 governors will end up supporting Atiku Abubakar? What is your thought, seeing what has happened so far? You think they might just end up supporting the presidential candidate of the PDP? Let us know on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, so you can send in your comments or drop your comments there. We're also live, so you can watch and respond as well. On Twitter, the same thing, at Nigeria Info PH. If you have questions to ask, you can do so on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. I'll take that again, 0809-030-6416. My guest is the Publicity Secretary of the PDP in River State, Sydney Gbara. Quickly, Mr. Gbara, you have said that the PDP in River State is one body and there are no issues whatsoever. I had a conversation with some individuals. I wouldn't want to stay. I'm clear. I'm sure you already know. Supporters of Atiku Abubakar and the man in charge of the Atiku Abubakar campaign organization here in Rivers State. And they don't seem to think that what you have said is what the situation is. So if you can clarify for us, is the party in any way, shape or form, intimidating supporters of the presidential candidate, or is it just mere stories?
Well, you know, we're in a period of dramas build up to every general election, you know, we'll see a lot of, you know, accusations, counter-accusations, rumors, all manner of, you know, negative stories. And like I said earlier here, you know, there are a lot of persons who feel their gain in politics is embedded in whatever they seem to be the crisis, you know. So whatever they can say or whatever they need to do to continue, you know, foiling the crisis, you know, they will do it. But I can categorically tell you that PDP in River State, we are formidable. There is no crisis. There is no, you know, there is no crisis in PDP River State. We are formidable. We are together under the leadership of His Excellency Yeso Ezewuike. We are standing with him.
But the campaign office, Nwobi Basa, when I spoke with him, had certain displeasure with how issues have been handled, especially with regards to the Atiku Campaign Council, with your office that they had, and even approval for use. He said that approvals were made, submitted. And to think that it's the same political party, and then we're having all of this, should I call it rancor now, or information that doesn't seem to tally from your perspective and theirs. What really could be the cause? What would you say could be responsible for why you'd have some members of your party? There's also Uche Secondus, there's also Senator Lee Meba, and all of these people have at different times expressed the fact that they feel like they've been intimidated because they support the presidential candidate of the party.
Well, like I said earlier, I have no information, you know, as regards to anybody being intimidated. You know, PDP, like I said, is one family. We are here in River State under the leadership of His Excellency Yeso Uike. He has led us well since 2013 up till date, you know, and still on. We believe in him and we stand by him. Whatever he tells us is what we are going to do. If certain individuals, for one reason or the other, you know, think or feel otherwise, that's their opinion. But I can tell you on good authority that PDP River State is formidable. And there is just one leadership of PDP in River State. And whatever that will happen in River State here will come, you know, from that leadership that we believe in. So some persons who may want to, you know, get, you know, seek for notice or want to cash in on whatever circumstance or situation to see how they can, you know, announce themselves or do one thing or the other. Well, that's their business. But for us as a party, we are focused in the forthcoming general election, and we are committed to ensuring that in the state here, PDP continues, you know, to, you know, have our place, you know, in the politics of River State.
Okay, let's go on a very short commercial. When we return, you tell us, is all set for the arrival of the presidential candidate to campaign in River State and more when we return, including $95 million that was paid for campaigns. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we are back live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Be a part of the conversation. I'm sure you have questions you want to ask. Well, now would be the perfect time to do so. Send in your WhatsApp, send in the questions to WhatsApp or your contributions to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. 1-6. Let's just take a few of the messages before we go on. The G5 governor should not endorse or vote for Atiku. He doesn't deserve being the president of this country. Ask Atiku this simple question. If Wike had won the primaries, will Atiku have remained in PDP by now, given his political style? He's just power drunk and should be retired by force. This is Emmanuel from Port Harcourt. This one here says, the worst that will happen is for G5 to reconcile and return to support the presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar. The candidate has been called different names and termed as a man that lacks integrity with questionable character. Tell me how the governor and G5 will begin to convince people to support Atiku after all the allegations they have leveled against him. Dan Singh Barnabas sent in that message. Another person says, good morning. There's no way all G5 governors will support Atiku, especially Governor Wike. It's never the turn of the Northerners after Buhari's 8 years of leadership. PDP in Rivers State are not together. Their guest is economical with the truth. There should be equity, fairness, and justice. Nigeria can't be ruled only by one section. Madam P sent in that message. I'll take one more. This one says, it's quite a short thing that PDP is somehow confused at the moment. The inability to decisively deal with their controversy seems to eliminate the weakness of the party. If they can resolve their internal issues as fast as possible, how does the nation as a whole hope to see restoration if they eventually come to power? They should understand His Excellency. PDP should vote Labour Party during presidential election and do the party thing in other positions. Godwin Ugoso from Port Harcourt sent in that message. Pause. And perhaps I get your quick reaction to something that was said. One of the messages here said, I think it's something, tell me, how will Governor Wike and the G5 begin to convince people to support Atiku Abubakar after all they have said, allegations leveled against him by members of the G5? It was a question I was asking. If eventually they go back and everything is settled and now they have to campaign for the presidential candidate, how would that work? Have people's perception to it, especially one of the messages here is pointing at. Remember that Olusegun Obasanjo had said things about giving his endorsement to Labour Party presidential candidate, which forced the governor of Rivers State to come out and question and said, well, if somebody who has worked with our candidate of our party before is not endorsing our candidate, then there's a problem. So if all of these are on ground and then the G5 decide to come back to support the presidential candidate, shouldn't there be concerns among people? Would that not raise concerns?
Well, that shouldn't be a problem, because if peradventure, as politicians we are, we'll get to that bridge. We'll know how to cross it.
Mm. Okay. So now to cross it. 95 million. Let's come to that. With regards to the use of schools
for public facilities
for campaigns. First off, is the 95 million for the campaigns that would go around all the local government areas of the state? Because if it is, by calculation, it's not going to equal the amount. I mean, it's 5 million that's supposed to be deposited.
Yeah.
And if it's for the whole local government, then 23 local governments of the state, then it wouldn't be 95 million. So can you clarify for us, the 95 million, is it for all campaigns that will go all local government or some local government? What's the idea? Besides, has approval been given? Because the Commissioner for Education was saying payment does not mean approval would be given as well.
Yes, I can tell you in good authority, as I speak, PDP, first and foremost, let us understand that, you know, as a party, we have carefully gone around the 23 local governments through our people that are there to select out places that we are going to use as our campaign centers, and out of which we have picked 19 public facilities in the state. What that means is we have other local governments who are not going to use school facilities. So the 95 million that have been paid for are for 19 public facilities.
Mm.
So that will be in 19 local governments. So the other 4 local governments have facilities that are not, you know, like schools per se.
Plus they have playgrounds
or stadium or whatever. So it depends on the political party, you know, where you're choosing. But the basic thing is, if it's a public school, you have to make the down payment of 5 million naira, which PDP as a party in power, we have demonstrated leadership in that direction, leadership by example. We have made payments, we have our documents, we have our tellers, and we have gotten approval from the commissioner, you know, Honorable Commissioner for Education. And I want to use this time to, you know, to thank the Honorable Commissioner for, you know, approving those sites for us. You know, like I will tell you, it's not easy. You have to go through, you know, lots of processes and all that to see to it that this is achieved. And what I will have to say is the law that was made by the Assembly is not targeted at anybody, to which hunt any individual or any political party. It's for the good of River State. Let us begin to inculcate new culture. It's just that people, you know, are always a kind of, you know, reluctant accepting change or a new thing.
I don't think people should. Whether it's change, it's a new thing, people always respond to new things. But the fact that the PDP is the party in power paying this money, technically people say, how can we even believe that the money is being paid back to the party because the party is in power? That's the idea many people have. How can you convince people? How could people be convinced by your party that this money, yes, has been paid and it is basically within the coffers of the Ministry of Education to do whatever it wants, and there's no external factor as regards to how this money would be spent or used?
Well, of course, how the money will be spent by the, it's not our business. As a party, we are prepared. This is to show, you know, in economies, there's what we call effective demand. And that is what PDP has demonstrated. River State has set a standard. If you want to participate in the politics of River State, you must show effective demand. You must show readiness. You must show preparedness. This is River State we are talking about. We are not talking about one campus election. We are talking about elections that will bring in somebody that will preside over the affairs of River State as a state in Nigeria. So it's not a child's play. For those who are prepared, for those who are ready, they will demonstrate, they will fall in line to show preparedness. You cannot come and say, oh, I want to take over the affairs of River State when you're not prepared. You know, so if you're going into a contest, there are certain criteria. So just like you're looking for a job, qualification, experiences and all that are involved. So these are some of the standards that have been set to, you know, bring some level of sanity, you know, to our politics in River State. It's not an all-commerce game. You know, where every Dick, Tom and Harry will jump out to say, oh, I'm a political party. I want to see real contest. We want to see those who are really prepared so that we can at least give the people, a run for their money. Let them see a real contest among those who are prepared to contest, to take over the leadership or the rulership of River State.
Being prepared would also be beyond having the finance. There's also capacity mentally and otherwise that many people would look at. So if you're saying that this is a state and you've emphasized the importance of the kind of election and it's not something that's for children, it's not child's play, you need serious-minded people. So brings me to ask whether or not the candidate of your party would be available for a debate if, let's say, Nigeria Info is putting up a debate for the various, maybe at least five of the governorship candidates from various parties, will your party candidate be available so people can also not just look at the financial strength or readiness of your party, but also size the hear the plans and size the mental capacity of your candidate?
Well, of course, when I say effective demand, I'm only trying to talk about the monetary aspect. This is just one of the criterias or one of the things any political party will want to demonstrate to let Rivers people know they are prepared for the contest. And of course, our candidate at the right time, like we always tell people, will be available at the right time. We are getting to...
So we have to find the right time to have the debate?
No, we are getting close. You know, we have build up activities to the election and campaigns will soon kickstart. And there is no way you will run a campaign where we don't have such you are talking about. It's part of the campaign and part of the activities.
Yeah, it's part of it, but most of the times we don't have parties present their candidates. We've seen it happen for various town hall debates that's been held and other debates that's been held at the national level. We've seen where we don't have the APC presidential candidate was absent, or in another situation, your party presidential candidate was absent and some would send their deputy, which many do not think is ideal because the deputy or vice is not the person who's going to run affairs. The governor candidate, governorship candidate, or the presidential candidate is the one if he wins. So what we're asking is, you're saying that your party's governorship candidate, if that time comes, would be available for governorship debates?
Of course. If the invitation or you are the press, you know, put up, why not? That's the opportunity now. It's an opportunity. That's part of campaign. How would you know who that is going to, you know, be your governor?
Mm.
You know, it has to put to test. He has to tell the Rivers people what he has in mind, what the blueprint, and all that. So how will people... It's through the press. So, of course, it's part of our program as a party that such thing is going to happen. We're going to have a press conference where the candidate will sit one-on-one with the press and entertain questions, you know. And if your studio, maybe some other studios wants to have him and the proper...
Why not? But many people have questioned the fact that they haven't heard him speak.
See, everybody and every party have their strategies. Not everybody will want to start jumping around, making noise. You know, empty barrels, they say, makes the loudest noise. Rivers people will be impressed when they hear this young man speak. I can tell you, I've had lots of interactions myself with him, and I can tell you that he has a lot. He has a lot for Rivers people. His style might not be the style of any other person, but I can tell you that he will deliver. And when that time comes, you too will see it.
In other words,
Rivers people will be impressed.
Before we
have somebody who has intellectual capacity and capability to run the affairs of Rivers.
Before we jump onto the phone lines, it's already buzzing. One last question I want to ask is, so you're saying now that for the presidential candidate who's coming to Rivers State 16th of this month, has the party made adequate preparations?
Well,
One would involve, because if he's coming, there'd need to be a venue for where he's going to hold the campaign. All of these things been sorted, because you have said that the party in River State is working and you're together and together. So does that mean that we have all set for the arrival of your presidential candidate? Where is the campaign going to hold? What venue? Has there been any approval for those?
Well, I think at the right time, everybody will know where the venue will be. You know, talks and
it's just about a week away.
Everything that needs to be done, everything that needs to be done is perhaps going on for now. And at the right time, Rivers people and Nigerians will get to get every information that will have to do, you know, with that.
So preparations are on by your party in the state to welcome the presidential candidate.
We are not fighting anybody, my brother.
No, I didn't ask if you're fighting. I'm saying
not fighting anybody.
I'm saying plans are on. You have said.
I've told you that. As a party and as a people, you know, we are engaging ourselves. We are engaging ourselves. And when the time comes, everybody will see it. Needless saying things, because whatever is said today, before you know it, is being misquoted and being misinterpreted all around. So these are some of the things we are trying to, you know, trying to...
So plans are on, basically, is what you're saying. Wait. Mr. Barra,
I'm with you.
So plans
that I'm
on
saying, we are talking. Yes.
So
when I say we are talking and we are engaging, we are engaging ourselves. So what does that mean? What it means is everybody is putting our hands together to see how we can work towards whatever we need to do at any point in time. As a party. Yes.
Okay.
As a party.
We'll be waiting then for the arrival of the presidential candidate of the PDP. He says plans are on. We'll go to the phone lines. We'll come back to this, but let's hear from our listener first. We might have questions or contributions to make. 070-0923-0923 is the number for you to call. 070-0923-0923. Some messages on Facebook Live. Be a part of the conversation on Facebook. You can actually watch us live in the studio and make your contributions real time as well at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. Danjuma Fatima on Facebook Live says, I'm still surprised on how that's not Giadom Vigale says, presidential election is just next month. When will the G5 governors declare their preferred presidential candidate? Time is of the essence. People still want the answer for this. Perhaps we'll come back to it later. Desi Emeka says, it doesn't matter who they endorse. The power is in our PVC. We all have one vote to just like them. Okay. This one says... Lorenzo Delight says, other candidates are basically telling Rivers people what they will do. How will they achieve it? Your guest is calling it noise making. Our PVCs will do the needful. This one here says, good morning to your guests. Yes, accept the fact that PDP is in control of Rivers finance and as such will spend the money at will. But monetary preparation is only not only the criteria of becoming governor of the state. Okay, let's get on to the phone lines. We'll start off with Kabari is in Kana. Hello, Kabari. Please just go direct to the point. You don't have a lot of time. Good morning to you.
Good morning. There you are, Sydney, my brother.
There you are. There you are.
Jude, you see, they are in talk with a candidate that is not service worthy. Because if he is service worthy, he could have been recommended by his boss. That is the candidate they are in touch with. The truth here is, they knew that they cannot bar assistance and campaign from using the existing facilities. Having met all the requirements, and the government of Rivers State refused to grant an approval.
No. When did the government say it refused to grant an approval? Because there's not such information. We only know that they've submitted application to use, but whether it has been approved, that's not been stated.
No, but my brother that is seated there, remember, you raised this point of order there. He did not put his check to Rivers that it has been approved. He keeps saying that they are in talk. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
And telling us that in Rivers State here, PDP will continue. I doubt. Ask him if PDP is on ground and if they were on ground, why were they not on ground in Ogonide? Ask him that. Why were they not on ground in Ogonide?
Okay,
PDP
Kabari.
Has disappointed the people of Nigeria and Rivers State. So the truth here is, SOP is the next president of Nigeria, except they want to rig election in this country. Are you with me? Whether they met face with Atiku Abubakar thing or not, the truth here is, Nigerians are going to vote PSOB.
Okay, let's wait until the election day, Kabari. Thank you very much. We go over now to Ajip Estate. Barry is on the line. Let's go over to Barry now. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, my brother.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This is Barry the Taylor calling from Ajip.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Sinobro, Deira.
Go on, Barry.
That young man with you on this, in the street is an intelligent human being we have in Ogoniland in terms of politics. If there is no amount of question that we give him that will not give you the answer to it. But all that I know is that concerning PDP River State, they are not doing the right thing because by not telling all the followers where to go up to now, our leader told us that we are going to tell us who to vote and to follow, and often today we are still waiting. And that leads some of us today to PDP and go to SDP, which is on ground, that will lead us to the promise of it, so that the River State that we will not experience what we are experiencing right now in PDP. I pray that at the end of the day, that man will lead us to the promise land as well.
Ogundu from Alakaya, good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning, and good morning to your guests in the studio.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I think we are all Nigerians and we are Rivers people. It is going to be unfortunate if somebody out there, because you have the access to media, and you begin to deceive the people of Rivers State, when we know that there is pepper in the soup. I want to say this. Ask your guest. Don't you think your paymaster, your the man who's bankrolling you, telling you that up till now, that a candidate that is in your party, that is a presidential candidate, up till now, you don't know who he is or who you, whether you vote for him or you don't vote for him. Next month is election. And up till now, you people do not know. Don't you think this is an outfit for your paymaster, the Steve Rivers people? Thank you very much and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much. We'll take one more and then we'll get over to our guest here in the studio. Meanwhile, Nali Aman here on Facebook says, good morning to your guests. Yes, except the fact that PDP is in control of Rivers Finance. Okay, I think we took that before. Let's jump on to WhatsApp and take some of the messages there. Someone says, Atiku should forget about campaigning in Rivers State. He will be messed up. Rivers is Peter Obi. Emmanuel from Port Harcourt sent in that one. Another person says, collection of PVC is going on smoothly. Okay, I think we already had that before. The Rivers State governor initiated that jamboree and co-opted other four governors who followed it because of the financial gains. They were oblivious of the implication, but now it has dawned on them. They will all return to support Atiku. The other four governors have interest in vying for senatorial and second tenure for one. The party will sanction them, hence they stand to lose their interest. I understand how you turned down list of polling agents from these G5 governors, and that is how it will continue. They have lost and have no option than to throw shame and integrity to the dust and support Atiku. Tawo sent in this one. Let's go to Joel Jari. Chima is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Efemi Andrew.
Go ahead, Chima.
Yes, Efemi Andrew, I think your guest is being economic with the truth. He's been dodging questions. I think what happened in Oyo State has now given the G5 everything, because they know that the nationals have dared them. Should they make any declarations, it's going to backfire. Even your guest in the studio is going to lose his job. It's not going to be where he is. Should they make any move? Then on the issue of River State, he made a statement usurping the powers of INEC. I mean, I don't know where he got the power to even with campaign and all that. Even when his candidate had never one day spoken to Rivers people. When we talk about who is prepared, is PDP governorship candidate prepared? When he had never one day come on media and to any of Rivers persons. So, please, he shouldn't usurp the powers of INEC. He doesn't have such power. He can speak for his party. Of course, that is clear. But you come out on radio and tell us to know the stance of a political party, who are prepared and who is not prepared. I don't understand. Does preparation have to do with everything finance? No! You must speak to the people and make the people to know why you want to govern them. But his candidate has never one day spoken to Rivers people. So he shouldn't come out of media.
But the governorship election, Chima, the governorship election is when? Oh, he already hung up. The governorship election, I think, is in March, if I'm not mistaken. So we cannot completely say he hasn't spoken, because, I mean, they still have up to March. It is when it's time for the election, and then we look at January till now, and you say, oh, you did not speak to us one time. Maybe we might have questions. I was about to ask you, Chima, that question. Perhaps we shouldn't just jump the gun and give the man time. And just like we're giving the G5s time, because January is still on, we've not exhausted January. Let's wait and see whether anything would change. And that's why we're asking the question. When you see what has happened so far, you think the G5 will go back to support the presidential candidates of the PDP? We'll attempt to wrap up now. My guest in the studio, I was asking him about how prepared the party is for the presidential candidate, and whether or not there's been approval for the venues where the campaigns will be holding, and whether we're even going to have the leader of the party present to welcome the presidential candidates of the party, which is customary in such events. You've heard what the callers have to say as well, a few of them. What are your reaction in 2 minutes?
First and foremost, let me clear the impression first that the governorship candidate have not spoken to Rivers people before. That's very wrong. Prior to this time, the leading NGO of PDP, which is the Grassroots Development Initiative, GDI, you know, did a tour around the 23 local governments on a PVC sensitization, you know, rally. They took it around the entire local governments, and we saw the Guba candidate was present in most of those, you know, rallies, and speeches were made, though it was not a campaign, urging Rivers people to go register and collect their PVC. Yeah, in the last year, we had a flag off campaign at the Aduke Amisimaka Stadium here in Port Harcourt, and our candidate spoke. He made a speech after the flag was handed over to him. So it is very, very wrong for people to say, oh, we have not heard him speak. And I rightly said it here, that we as a party or the campaign council we're arranging a time when he's going to interface with the press.
That because maybe that's what people want to hear. No, him really knows what he's going to
that
do.
That he's not jumping from one radio station to the other doesn't mean that. I just want to correct that impression. Let it not be said that, oh, our candidates have not made speeches. You were there. Your station were there and they saw him speak. He made speeches. He has made speeches in lots of other public forums. And another impression I want to correct from one of the callers.
20 seconds.
One of the callers who said, oh, that they were in PDP because they've not heard anybody say anything. That's where they're moving to SDP and that Magnus Abe was going to be
10 seconds.
The next governor. And I will tell you that is very, very wrong. Right now in River State, we are running politics, you know, partisan politics, and we're looking at somebody who has something to do, has something on ground that he has done before, and is going to hinge on that
right,
to ask for our votes. And
thank
not somebody who has been in power for
time
23
up.
Years and
Hello,
has
Port
nothing
Harcourt
to do
next.
For these people.
Have a lovely day. Good morning. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew.